Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen with producer James Platy, 620 on a Friday night in Lansing, as we proceed with the Capital City Recap. So as we come to the end of Black History Month, a new book authored by Michigan State University professor sheds new light on how American presidents have dealt with the issues related to African Americans. Eric Friedman is an MSU Associate Professor of Journalism and the co-author of Presidents and Black America, a documentary history. Eric, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure.
So I guess we can't forget that presidents are politicians, and it wasn't until the 15th Amendment, ratified in 1870, that blacks in the U.S. were guaranteed the right to vote. So did many of our early presidents make any effort to address issues facing black America, and including, of course, slavery?
They made some issues, and let me just tell you a differentiation in their personal lives and in their official lives. So in their official lives, they were concerned about things like the importation of slaves. They were concerned about slave rebellions in the South. In their official lives, they were ambivalent. Some of our early presidents owned slaves. Slaves helped build the White House. Slaves were property. And there was this moral uncertainty between the concepts of equality and the Declaration of Independence and the political and economic realities that much of the American economy rested on slave labor.
Politically, then, I mean, was there a lot of pressure to avoid making any changes when it came to slavery and, of course, relations with black Americans?
There was. It's always been a political issue. In the run-up to the Civil War, there was an abolition movement in the North, but the North was not united against slavery. Many Northerners had Southern families, they had Southern investments, and the politicians knew that. So Congress divided partly on geographical lines, but also on partisan lines. Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican president. He himself was in many ways held racist attitudes, but politically he was in a position of being in the party that supported elimination of slavery in some form, whether it was by war or otherwise.
So President Lincoln, was he the first president then, the only one, I guess, to make that real firm commitment to pursue the end of slavery?
He was. Some of the earlier presidents talked about it in hypothetical terms, like someday we'll have to deal with this, America. But he was the first one who had a mandate from the election to deal with slavery, and it was taken out of his hands. He probably would have preferred doing it gradually over time, but the Southern states seceded shortly after he took office.
I'm talking to Eric Friedman, an MSU Associate Professor of Journalism and the co-author of the new book, Presidents and Black America, a documentary history about how presidents have responded to the concerns of black America. So after the Civil War, heading into the mid-1900s, how did presidents begin to deal with the issues facing the African-American community, especially as the country went through two world wars?
The wars actually reshaped in many ways the imperatives, because it was, among other things, embarrassing to the American image after World War II to see race riots, to see the Freedom Riders buses burned in the South. And so John F. Kennedy, for example, was a cold warrior, but the Soviet Union was using these films of white police beating black protesters as part of international propaganda. So there was, again, a political, in this case, international political motive for addressing some of the civil rights issues.
What about the fact that black Americans were now guaranteed, of course, to vote and were voting? Did that impact some of the political dynamics?
It did, it primarily in the North and primarily in the cities, where the traditional Democratic political machines needed black voters. Some of the whites came back, the soldiers came back after World War II, and they migrated to the suburbs. So the political base for the machines needed to be reinforced. So that's when you started seeing blacks nominated to city councils and to county commissions and in a few cases to congressional seats. And the presidents knew that because they had to carry, they had those machines that they needed to carry the vote in, like John F. Kennedy in Illinois, for example. Without the machine in Chicago, he would not have been elected president.
Now, President Johnson signing the 1964 Civil Rights Act, is that viewed as the most significant presidential action taken in the interest of black America, at least in the modern era?
I would connect that to the Voting Rights Act. Both of those were essential because without the Voting Rights Act, you didn't have the guarantee that the federal government, the Justice Department, would come in and ensure that states respected civil rights. So part of it was guaranteeing the civil rights, but part of it was the political rights to enforce the civil rights, to put political pressure.
Heading past Johnson, then I know President Clinton was once called the first black president as a distinction of his popularity among black voters. But did he, in fact, earn that their affection?
He did, and partly it was a social rather than a racial thing. He had grown up poor in the South, and he identified in a way that some of the more elite, wealthier presidents did not. And he was also probably one of the best retail politicians we had, and he had a lot of support among local black political leaders, among members of the Congressional Black Caucus, because he was easy to get along with and he had an excitement to him.
But through the 70s, 80s, and 90s, I mean, were presidents really pursuing policies that were beneficial to the African-American community?
It depends on who you ask. And let me give you a quick example. Ronald Reagan's economic policies tended to favor the wealthy and the middle class, but his philosophy was that all ships rise on the same tide. He would argue that some of the things he did to encourage entrepreneurship, for example, and minority businesses would replace the traditional liberal approach towards social services and welfare benefits. So if you ask his supporters, they'd say, yes, he was committed. On the other hand, he had opposed the Martin Luther King birthday, although he eventually signed that law. He opposed economic sanctions on apartheid South Africa. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, if I can tell you just a great story that happened when he was in college, he was a college football player in the Midwest. He and his team were traveling to some small other colleges in Illinois, and they stopped overnight in his hometown in Illinois. The coach and Reagan went into the hotel to get rooms for the team. The manager said, I'm not going to rent to those colored boys there. The coach then said, well, we'll all sleep on the bus. And Reagan said, no, let's just say there aren't enough rooms there, and I'll take my two teammates and we'll stay at my parents' house. And one of those two black teammates later became a political supporter, and all the time that Reagan was rising politically, he kept in touch. That wasn't the kind of thing you thought of when you talked about Ronald Reagan and his relationship with blacks. But on a personal level, it was, I think, a hallmark of the man being genuine human being. Mm-hmm. And he'd grown up in a household where his father was Irish and had suffered discrimination.
Well, as you said, too, many presidents had personal thoughts about black America that they didn't necessarily show in their political or their policy pursuits. But only about a minute left, let's say 45 seconds. President Obama, the country's first black president, has he been responsive to black America when it comes to the hopes that they had put on him?
He's been criticized by some black leaders for not being responsive enough. He gave a radio interview, and he was asked about that criticism. And he said, I wasn't elected to be president just for black Americans. I'm president of all Americans. I can't pass laws that only help black Americans. But as, again, the same concept, as everybody prospers or does better, that helps the minorities, it helps everyone. Mm-hmm. And as a result, whether that leads to less political enthusiasm for him among black voters this year, that's uncertain.
Eric Friedman, MSU Associate Professor of Journalism, co-author of Presidents and Black America, A Documentary History, a new book out. Eric, thank you very much for joining me.
Mike, I enjoyed the conversation.
Interesting stuff. Coming up,